It's well known that North Carolina is a politically divided state. Democrats and Republicans are fighting over the power of the governor's office, partisan gerrymandering, and amending the Constitution. Their differences are being settled in court, but a recent subpoena from the U.S. Justice Department and Immigration and Customs Enforcement has provided a rare bipartisan moment. WFAE's Steve Harrison reports.
The NC Board of Elections voted 9-0 last week to fight the wide-ranging subpoena, which would require the state and 44 counties to produce more than 20 million documents and ballots from past elections. The subpoena appears to be related to an earlier investigation into non-citizens voting. The four Democrats and the unaffiliated member on the board voted to contest the subpoena. They were joined by the four Republicans, including John Lewis, an attorney for Mount Pleasant near Charlotte. Lewis said he thinks voter fraud is a problem, but that the Justice Department is asking for too much.
My issue with it was simply the breadth of the subpoena. We've got a tremendous staff with the State Board of Elections in Raleigh, and we've got a lot of folks that do a lot of great things for us. The problem is a lot of the counties don't have the staffing ability that we have, and not only was the State Board being requested to produce more than 15 million documents going back over 8 years, but the counties were being asked to produce a similar scope of documents going back about 5 years, and it was 44 counties on the coast. A lot of those folks don't have the manpower to produce these records by the time that they were looking to have them produced.
Do you think this could have intimidated any voters, as some Democrats have said?
No, I don't think so. I think that folks are not realizing that when you cast an early vote, it is a retrievable ballot. I think what's happening now is that it's just becoming more widely known that it's a retrievable ballot. But I think that information has been out there from when we first started doing it. So I cannot imagine that finding out something that has been the law for many years would have intimidated or prevented anyone from wanting to go out and cast their ballot.
I think the Southern Coalition for Social Justice describes it as a fishing expedition. Do you agree? And if it is that a problem?
I would probably, the way they described it, it's probably, the subpoena is probably a fishing expedition. I don't necessarily have a problem going after voter fraud because I do believe that it occurs. I don't believe that it's as widespread as some believe, and I certainly think that it is more prevalent than others would contend. But I do think that the Eastern District needed to have done a better job in drafting their subpoena and tailoring it towards what they needed. In their defense, I believe what's happened is we're required, I believe it's 22-month retention on ballots, and they were approaching within 3 or 4 days of the deadline for the 2016 ballots. And so I think what they were probably doing is wanting to get the subpoena issued as quickly as possible and make sure that these documents were retained. And the board has voted to retain these documents until all of the issues about the subpoena can be resolved. Part of it's a fishing expedition. Part of it was just running up against a deadline where some of the information may be lost.
Lewis said no Republicans have questioned his vote. He said he could support a subpoena seeking fewer documents and that was less of a burden on local and state elections officials. For WFA News, I'm Steve Harrison.